Trump's annexation maps draw rare bipartisan rebuke. Over the Labor Day weekend, President Trump posted a map on Truth Social depicting Canada and Mexico as part of the United States, then followed up with 7 separate posts pushing to rename the state of New Mexico New America. The posts drew bipartisan criticism, genuinely noteworthy in a political environment where cross-party agreement involving Trump has become rare. 2 readings of the posts compete. The first frames them as pure domestic political theater, red meat for the base, projecting expansionism in a way that generates media attention and reinforces Trump's brand as someone who refuses conventional diplomatic constraints. Under this reading, Canada and Mexico issue careful statements and move on. The second reading is more operationally significant, that these posts function as deliberate pressure tools in ongoing trade and border negotiations, forcing Canadian and Mexican counterparts to spend political capital at home, reassuring their publics that sovereignty isn't actually threatened, diverting diplomatic energy away from substantive negotiating positions. The New America rebranding push for New Mexico is particularly pointed because Trump has zero unilateral authority to rename a state. The posts are purely cultural assertion. New Mexico has a large Hispanic population with deep historical roots predating American statehood, and the name reflects that history. Pushing to erase it reads to many residents as an erasure of identity, which is presumably part of the political effect being sought. The bipartisan condemnation raises a practical question. When Republican senators publicly distance themselves from a presidential social media post, it typically signals either that the content crossed a line allies find indefensible, or that specific constituent concerns, trade exposure, border economics, agriculture, make the post politically costly at home. With Wyoming ranchers simultaneously facing existential pressure from a 75-year low cattle herd and competing import policy, that second factor appears highly plausible. What remains to be watched is whether any of this language shows up in actual trade negotiation postures, or whether Canadian or Mexican officials begin citing the posts in multilateral forums as evidence of American bad faith.